approach this time round.
You mentioned other countries. I understand we're going to hear later today from the PM or someone of a £38 million pledge to fund AI in Africa. Which countries and why Africa?
Well, I think we need to make sure that AI is not at all just of the rich developed nations, but of all nations around the world. And if you think about the kind of advances with AI, I was just reading about something yesterday whereby if you're severely visually impaired by the application of AI, it can help you recognize faces, read text and so on. That is something that developing countries as well as developed countries should be able to access it. We'll make the individual decisions about the allocation of that fund through a normal process. This is a statement of intent and the funding to make sure it benefits the whole world.
But which African countries are getting £38 million?
The decision on individual country allocations hasn't been made yet. Some has been made available, and the intent is as I described.
Well, it says here it'll fund 8 AI laboratories at African universities. So if we know it's going to universities, which are the countries?
Well, I can give you the precise details of those.
But why don't you know?
Nick, I want to be. I hope you know in the many interviews that we've had in the past,
I'll give you a straight answer on it.
I don't have that one.
Mr. Dowden, you are Deputy Prime Minister. The country is pledging £38 million to 8 universities in Africa, and you don't know where that £38 million of my listeners' money, you've no idea which countries it's going to. How successful does that look to you?
Well, Nick, I think what you can see from this is the intent that around the world.
Well,
and I'm very happy to clarify for you and your listeners the exact...
Let me tell you, sir, if I was DPM and I was handing out £38 million worth of voters' money, I'd be bloody certain which countries it was going to in Africa, but that's just me.